This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. It's your weekly blitz with Chris, keeping you in the game.
Are you ready to supercharge your auto repair business? This is Coach Chris Cotton from AutoFix Auto Shop Coaching. The weekly blitz is where industry expertise and business innovation collide, revving your engines for the week ahead. Every episode has game-changing insights, up-to-the-minute industry updates, and practical tips to shift your business into high gear. We're talking about stuff you didn't even know you didn't know, folks. This episode is brought to you by Shop Marketing Pros, the experts in marketing for top-tier auto repair shops. If you're running a successful shop and want to take it to the next level, Shop Marketing Pros is without a doubt your best option. From websites and SEO to social media and digital ads, Shop Marketing Pros help shop owners just like you and me fill our bays, grow our revenue, and build the life we've all been working for. Are you ready to take the guesswork out of your marketing? If so, I want you to visit shopmarketingpros.com/Chris and get a free digital marketing inspection and start building the shop of your dreams today. Hey, good morning, everybody. Hopefully you've been listening to our series. Now we're up to episode 3. I'm titling this episode, Talk It Out, Fixing Broken Communication in Your Auto Repair Shop. Seems like I've been talking about this a lot with my clients, but I'm also talking about it a lot in our shop, and it just seems to be there, right? This is one of the things that is constantly being worked on in our shop and in our businesses, right? So far, we've talked about industry vocabulary, which included giving you the language you need to lead. Then we dug into KPIs in episode 2, those performance indicators that tell you whether your shop is growing or just spinning its wheels. Today, we're talking about something that impacts both of those things, actually more than you think, I believe. You know, again, that's right, we're talking about communication. Not just talking, in parentheses, but real intentional communication between your technicians, your service advisors, your customers, and even yourself as the leader of the shop. So if we're being honest, you could have the best tools, the best training, and best technicians in town, but if your team can't communicate effectively, that shop's never going to reach its full potential. Chris Cotton, as an owner, as a shop coach, I believe that 95% of all issues in our shops come from poor communication, lack of communication, or using the wrong communication tools. If we were able to eliminate that or at least make it better, then a lot of our issues internally, issues with us and customers, reviews, everything would be better if we just did a better job of communicating. And rather than just me saying communicate better, I want to tie this back to KPIs because I think, you know, communication issues impacts every KPI that we're working on. And I know some of you guys and gals out there are thinking, Chris, we're not running a call center. We fix cars. Why does this communication stuff matter so much? Because broken communication shows up in broken metrics. Let's tie it to average repair order. Your average repair order, for whatever reason, isn't hitting the numbers you want. Your service advisors have poor closing ratios. You're looking at all this and you can't figure it out. I tell you, go do a repair order audit and see what's really going on. So you look at the DVIs and you realize, wait a minute, the technician's calling out all the issues. Maybe they just didn't document them clearly. Maybe there was no pad thickness. There's no urgency level. Maybe it just says needs brakes and that's it. So now the advisor who is busy and makes a decision not to go talk to the technician or dig for further information, they have to guess, and they guess what I'm going to call softly. So when they call the customer, they say, hey, we noticed your brakes are getting a little worn. You might want to think about doing them sometime soon. So what's the customer do? They say, nah, I'm just going to wait. And guess what? You just lost a $500,000 job because your team didn't communicate clearly. Also because there was no sense of urgency. And I don't want to imply that we would be like, oh my gosh, your brakes are going to fail, because that's not the truth. But you've also got this car in here. Why not go ahead and do it while you've got it in, instead of having the customer make another appointment, be without their car for a day and everything else? Like, I know as service advisors and technicians, we try not to oversell, but I think we undersell way more than we oversell. That's why I used the word soft earlier. If I'm thinking about this, also sometimes technicians, they use vague language on DVIs. I was doing a repair order audit recently on my shop, And the technician put, air and cabin filters will need to be changed in the future. Well, duh, don't all air and cabin filters need to be changed in the future? What does that even mean? And then as I looked at it, the very next thing that I looked at was I flipped at the pictures and there was no picture of the air and cabin filter in there. We need to look at this from the customer's point of view. If we send that to a customer, what do these things even mean? The reason we do this is so that we can do the DVI to share with the customer everything we know about their vehicle, everything that we think it needs, the inspection reports, all of that. You know, I don't want the technicians to think I'm picking on them. So let's talk about another one. Technician writes down a timing belt. The advisor quotes it, but doesn't explain why it's important. They don't tie it to engine failure. All they say is like, hey, by mileage, your timing belt needs to be changed. Again, we're not creating an urgency. And because of that, the customer passes maybe a month, 6 months later down the road, belt snaps. Now it's a tow in. It was an interference engine. So the engine needs to be replaced. And an angry customer who thinks you didn't warn them. And here's the kicker. When communication breaks down, trust breaks down. And that's the one thing we can't afford to lose. So I'm also going to talk about tickets for a minute because I see this a lot. Say in this instance that the service advisor mentioned the timing belt, but they didn't put a quote on the ticket. And then when the customer declined it, they deleted it. And so now there's no record on the ticket of us having ever recommended the timing belt. And now we have to rely on our customer's memory to be like, oh yeah, don't you remember? I told you about the timing belt the last time you were in. Again, I'm going to say this later, but I might as well say it now. If it's not written down, it didn't happen. We have to write all these things down. We have to make estimates. We have to present them to the customer. And then we decline them, but leave them still on the ticket so everybody can see what we're talking about. I want to talk about, you know, where these types of communication issues break down. Number one, tech to advisor communication. If the technician doesn't give full info, measurements, context, condition, severity, the advisor can't confidently build the estimate. And listen, advisors are not mind readers. If your inspection says battery tested weak, what does that even mean? Give voltage, give cold cranking amps, say failed load test, take a picture of the screen of the battery tester that's showing red. These are things that empower your advisors to explain these things with confidence. I also think that, you know, technicians should talk. Sometimes it's just a quick 30-second explanation while handing off the repair order, but also make sure we have great written notes and DVI photos. Service advisors, if you have questions, get up and go ask them. Make things clear. Make sure what is said is what is heard from both sides of the conversation. Don't leave any ambiguity or vagueness out there. Number two, we had advisor to customer communication. Here's the golden rule. Don't sell, educate. Don't talk features, talk benefits. Let's go back to the belt example, or let's talk about a serpentine belt maybe. We're recommending a belt because it's cracked. Well, great. What does the customer know about that? A better example would be, we're recommending a new serpentine belt because the cracks show wear, and if that belt breaks, you're going to lose your alternator, your power steering, even your AC. Replacing it now prevents a possible breakdown on the road. That's not salesy. It's smart. It's helpful. That's what builds trust and approval. We did a way better job of explaining it to the customer. Also, stop using terms like TPMS, HVAC blower motor resistor, unless you explain what it is. I want you to use analogies, pictures, walkarounds when possible. And I want you to remember that confused customers say no. Usually that's what the issue is, unless it's a money issue or something else. And those are all obstacles that can be overcome as well. But most of the time, if customers don't understand it, they'll always say no. Third, owner to team communication. This is where we come in as owners. Are we setting clear expectations? Are we talking about priorities at the beginning of the week or just putting out fires on Friday afternoon? Do your people know what success looks like today, tomorrow, the end of the week, next week, the end of the month, and not just at the end of the month? If the only time your team hears from you is when something goes wrong, they're going to start associating your voice with bad news, and that's a morale killer. What are some things we can do to fix it? Number one, daily huddles, 10 minutes each morning, talk about what's on the schedule, where parts might delayed, who needs help, what jobs are high priority, and let everybody speak, not just you. Everyone contributes. It's not just you barking at them. It's like a quick 10-minute meeting. Let's get ready. Let's get go. And here's what our day looks like. Do you have protocols for DVI? Are you requiring at least 8 pictures for per vehicle? And I just said 8 pictures. I didn't say 8 bad pictures. We need to have good pictures and things that are needed as well, because we also need to build value for this vehicle. Because if we just hit a customer with like, oh, here's 12 pictures of where your car's falling apart, then they have no value for it. Note should include why the repair matters. Use the color coding system: red, safety, yellow, maintenance, green, monitor. And make sure to train advisors to review the DVI verbally. Don't just text it to customers and whatever the customer approves comes back. Okay? You need to have a process around how you present the DVI. And there's like 100 different ways to do it. A well-done DVI is a conversation starter, not a sales pitch. This is only what we've seen, what our evidence is, and everything from there. Other thing is, in the food industry, they use a callback method or even echoback training. It's a simple tool. When someone gives you information, repeat it back to confirm it. Technician comes in and says, customer's tires at 230 seconds has a bubble. Advisor says, got it. Tires at 230 seconds and has a bubble. So we're recommending a replacement and alignment check. And if you're a technician or service advisor, wait until that person repeats it back to you, if that's the way your shop has decided to do this, before you move on. This is called a feedback loop. And these loops prevent dropped balls, improves accuracy. Also, when a service advisor is talking to a customer, so just to confirm, we're moving forward with the oil change, the front brakes, and the battery today. All right? Super simple. Also, weekly meetings. Again, this is like 30 minutes maximum. Talk about KPIs from last week, what went well, what didn't, one thing we can improve on. This is your time to coach, not scold. You're not kicking the bucket and yelling at them. This is your time to coach your crew. I want you to use these meetings to recognize effort, reward wins, and reinforce standards. And here's where I had my note. Another thing for you is, again, if it doesn't get written down, it never happened. All right? So let's kind of lay in this plane or put this thing to bed. You can have the best tools. You can know all your KPIs. But if you don't fix the way your team communicates, you're going to keep seeing the same problem show up again and again. Communication isn't fluff. It's not a soft skill. It's a business tool. Fix your communication and you'll fix your average repair order. You'll fix your average estimate. You'll fix your customer concerns and complaints. You'll fix your technician morale. And the best part, this costs nothing. It's just being consistent, having clarity, and leadership. Be a leader, be a coach, be the person that everybody in your shop looks up to. If you want to help build your communication systems, your morning hustles and huddles, service advisor scripts, technician checklists, I want you to reach out to us at autoshopcoaching.com. You don't have to do this alone. Let's all build a team that talks, listens, and wins together. I want to give another shout out to our sponsor, Shop Marketing Pros. They're the only marketing company I recommend, and they handle all the marketing for my shop as well. If you're serious about growth, you need strategies that actually work, better websites, higher Google rankings, and ads that bring real customers through your doors. I want you to go right now and visit shopmarketingpros.com/Chris and partner with a team that understands your business, because every great shop deserves marketing that's just as great. Thanks for tuning in to the Weekly Blitz. Remember, it's time to rise, grind, and keep your mindset positive. Until next time, this is Coach Chris Cotton signing off. Have a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cotton on the AftermarketRadioNetwork.com. Follow Chris on your favorite podcast listening app. Let him know what you'd like him to cover. His email is in the show notes. Chris is all for advancing the aftermarket.